news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The 2019 G7 meetings in France are now history, and Donald Trump has returned to Washington, D.C. Although the media is spinning it as more successful than last year's G7 meetings, there's a big cleanup in progress on aisle America. First of all, arguably the biggest crisis facing the planet today is climate change. Well, Donald Trump skipped the G7's crucial sessions on climate change, biodiversity, and the devastating fires ravaging the Amazon rainforest. When asked if he had attended, Trump told reporters,
"I'm going to. In fact, it's going to be our next session."
In fact, it had already happened, and that's why the reporter was asking that question. So what was the excuse? According to the White House press secretary, quote, the president had scheduled meetings and bilaterals with Germany and India. So a senior member of the Trump administration attended in his stead. The problem here, both the leaders of Germany and India were at that climate change meeting, as the photos showed very clearly, while the president's chair remained empty.
Trump stepped into another pile of it, noting that the U.S. would host the 2020 G7 summit and suggested that he could host world leaders at his Trump-owned Miami Doral golf resort. Now, of course, critics argue that would be another clear violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause, which prohibits presidents from accepting payments from foreign countries, U.S. states, or the federal government. It's bad enough that Trump used the world stage to promote one of his golf properties in what truly sounded like an extended commercial. But then he lied again, saying that he wouldn't make any money on it.
In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money. If I want to make money, I wouldn't worry about $3 billion to $5
billion. Ah, the mendacity of it all. There he is, the president lying to the American people, claiming that he's losing $3 to $5 billion a year by being president. Right. So Trump was, as usual, full of lies and contradictions on the world stage. He lied about a call from China claiming that they now want to reopen trade talks.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table.
He later exaggerated the claim.
In fact, the president later said there were, quote, many calls, numerous calls, high-level calls. The only problem, China's foreign minister's office says, it is not aware of any calls, and no one else from the Chinese government has come forward to say that they participated.
The Chinese are saying that there weren't any particular...
The Chinese are not saying that. Excuse me, let me explain something. The vice chairman of China, it's like the vice president, the vice chairman made the statement that he wants to make a deal, that he wants to see a calm atmosphere, he wants it all to happen.
So it was a foreign ministry statement, not a phone call directly to the president or his aides. It was actually a statement of China's longstanding position on the issue. So why is the president framing it as something new today in a call that wasn't a call, but just a general public statement?
One of the things that it comes from is the back and forth and the changing statements from yourself. So that
It's the way I negotiate.
So my question is that a strategy? Is it a strategy to call President Xi an enemy one day and then say that relations are very good the next day? It's gone back and forth.
The way I negotiate, it's done very well for me over the years, and it's doing even better for the country.
Trump lied about the reason he skipped the climate summit, but he was busted.
Did you make it to the climate session? Were there any conclusions that you could
bring? In fact, it's going to be our next session.
In fact, it had already happened, and that's why the reporter was asking that question. So what was the excuse? According to the White House press secretary, quote, the president had scheduled meetings and bilaterals with Germany and India. So a senior member of the Trump administration attended in his stead. The problem here, both the leaders of Germany and India were at that climate change meeting, as the photos showed very clearly, while the president's chair remained empty.
But we're not done yet. I guess it's not enough that Trump fell in love with one of the world's most brutal dictators, but then he lied about his wife also having a relationship with Kim Jong-un.
First Lady has gotten to know Kim Jong-un, and I think she'd agree with me. He is a man with a country that has tremendous potential.
Perhaps you don't recall ever seeing the First Lady meet Kim Jong-un. That's because she has not met the North Korean leader. So how does the White House explain that discrepancy? Quote, President Trump confides in his wife on many issues, including the detailed elements of his strong relationship with Chairman Kim. And while the First Lady hasn't met him, the president feels like she's gotten to know him, too.
I can just picture the threesome. Ugh. On Monday, Newsweek reported that an attorney representing Congressman Devin Nunes of California is arguing that two parody Twitter accounts making fun of him are as dangerous as guns. The lawsuit alleges that the parody accounts called Devin Nunes's mom and Devin Nunes's cow constitute, quote, an orchestrated defamation campaign of stunning breadth and scope, one that no human being should ever have to bear and suffer in their whole life. Seriously. And they further argue that for Twitter to keep them operating is equivalent to negligently giving someone a firearm without determining if they're qualified to use it. Ah, just another day in Trump's America. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. I host the Nicole Sandler Show here on the Progressive Voices Network. It's heard Tuesday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific. You can always get the podcast and lots more content at NicoleSandler.com.